We live in an age that's dominated by envy and class warfare, hatred of the rich. As I'm recording this, there's a protest in New York on Wall Street, an anti-capitalist protest, which is an anti-rich protest, and people there are characterized by hatred of the rich. That's a hatred of Abraham from a biblical perspective, because according to Genesis 13, Abraham was rich in cattle and silver. And according to Genesis 14, Abraham employed hundreds of people. The Bible wants us all to become richer. The Bible has nothing against being rich. It does have something against taking money from the poor and becoming rich by immoral and unjust means, but not in being rich by itself. The Bible also extols frugality and not wasting, not being profligate. Still, though, Our age, there are a lot of people who make money and become rich with unjust means. But there are also a lot of people who don't appreciate the difference between those who are rich because they're unjust and those who are rich because they've worked hard, those who have taken risks, those who have engaged in the provision of goods and services which raise other people's standards of living and have been rewarded for the good things that they have done and are also very charitable. They're very rich, but they're very productive and they're very charitable, and that's a good thing. And this hatred of wealth sometimes means that people are unwilling to make certain investments or expenditures because they're afraid that the recipient of those monies will get rich, and they don't want to see other people get rich. Well, I, for the sake of those who are infected by this problem of envy or class war hatred, I would just like to say that I live a very frugal life. I had a job in college, but since college, I have worked exclusively for nonprofit organizations or nonprofit unorganizations. I spent, for example, 10 years with a couple of other people who were on my wavelength as far as a desire to help those who were weak and the homeless, for example. We rented a 12-room house in a bad part of town, and we took a couple of rooms upstairs and let homeless people stay in the remaining rooms, and we helped people overcome drug addictions. And none of us were paid a salary. We gave each other a $5 a week stipend so that we'd go out and see a movie once a week and get out of the house. But basically, we were there 24/7, 365 days a year, with an average of 19 homeless people in our home, trying to help them save up enough money to get first and last month's rent and get off the street. I've taught in small Christian schools. I've basically worked in the nonprofit sector, and as a result, I have, well, except for that one stint in college, I've never had a paycheck, a normal paycheck. I think I work hard, but I've done doing things that don't provide extensive remuneration, I'll put it that way. If you contribute to the 95 Days of Christmas by using one of the buttons on the page above, you can be assured that I will use your money frugally. One thing I'd like to use, if the Vine and Fig Tree Corporation, to which you will be donating, if the corporation pays its bills, including web hosting, domain registration, other fees like that, and they decide to pay me some money, which so far they haven't. I've never earned a penny from Vine and Fig Tree so far. But if they should decide to pay me a salary, I will use that salary primarily to invest in my own campaign to promote peace on earth and liberty under God. And the way I do that is I run for Congress. I've been the Libertarian Party candidate for Congress 5 times so far. I hope to do so again in 2012. And there are certain expenses involved in being a candidate. And my purpose is not to get elected and become rich and become powerful. In fact, I don't want to become powerful, at least in political terms. I oppose political power. And I don't think I'm going to become rich, and I don't think I'm going to get elected anyway. But it does allow me many opportunities to promote peace on earth and liberty under God and the Vine and Fig Tree ideal. I have been on television many times, on radio. I get to speak in front of community groups, community forums, candidate town halls, and so forth. I've gotten interviews in newspapers and magazines, and I try at all times to promote biblical worldview. But it requires gas to get to the TV stations, it requires gas to get to the debates, and this is a very rural area, which means the population centers are spread out, and gas is a major expense. So just wanted to let you know that probably you earn more money than I do, You've been to more restaurants and had more takeout food in the last 2 or 3 years than I have. I can almost guarantee you that because I know I haven't had any takeout food or gone to a restaurant in at least the last 18 months. And so presently, my economic situation is that my mother was hospitalized about 3 years ago with really bad case of pneumonia and some kind of infection in her blood, which basically left her 50% of the person she was when she walked into the hospital, 50% both mentally and physically. And as a result, I'm pretty much full-time spending time taking care of her needs. She can't walk. She certainly can't walk safely, but she doesn't always know that she can't walk safely, so I pretty much have to watch her like a hawk. If I'm going to campaign, hopefully I could get some relatives to help babysit, but if I can't, I would like to, and I would need to be able to hire a home nurse, which is about $25 an hour. Those are the kinds of expenses I'm looking at. Those are the kinds of places where your money is going to go. It won't be to fast cars and pretty women and things like that. It's just, I'm not in the social scene. So I just wanted to assure you that your money will be used frugally. So if you're considering, I hope this will be the tipping point to help you go over the line and make a generous contribution to Vine and Fig Tree. Thank you very much for listening, and feel free to use the email form above to ask me any questions or to get any more details or anything I can help to make a wise decision so that you can be a good steward of the funds that God has entrusted to you. Thanks for listening.